Well, when the band plays, you know we have another edition of Crunch Time here at Eagle Country 99.3, your hometown radio station. It is brought to you by our friends at OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority in Lawrenceburg and across the tri-state, located right across from St. Elizabeth Dearborn on Wilson Creek Road, just so you can get yourself familiar with where the building is at. And we have a great show lined up for you here tonight on your hometown radio station. As mentioned previously, we have Dr. Ron Auer in the house to talk a little bit more about what he does at OrthoCincy. We're obviously going to talk sports as well. Definitely going to be hitting on the IHSAA boys basketball state tournament that's going to start tomorrow night, and you are going to hear that South Dearborn Lawrenceburg game right here on your hometown radio station. Can't wait for that one. But we are going to start with Mr. Dr. Ronald Auer. Yeah, that doesn't have a very, we'll just say Dr. Auer.
Sounds good. No, I like it.
How you doing? Thanks for joining the show here tonight.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot. Happy to be here.
This is going
to
be a lot of fun, getting to know you a little bit and know about what you do at OrthoCincy. And you are a Cincinnati native or tri-state area native. Let's start there.
Oh, absolutely. Born and raised in Cincinnati, went to Roger Bacon High School, and then found my way, not too far away to Xavier University, and then walked about 7 miles to University of Cincinnati for medical school, and then made the long trip down to Louisville for my med school.
All right, so since you went to Xavier first, I'm going to guess that that's the team that you root for during the Crosstown Shootout.
Oh, yeah, go Muskies.
I was going to say.
I am not a Bearcat.
Once I first saw that, I was like, oh, man, he went to Xavier, and then he went to UC. Oh, that's got to be a
internal feud. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah. So, all right, we got that out of the way. He is a Musketeer fan, folks. So you do work out of the Lawrenceburg office. And you kind of have several different specialties. You want to go over a few of those?
Yeah, I would describe myself as more of a general orthopedics, but we see a wide range of injuries, but also some chronic conditions. So when you say general orthopedics, I would say it entails fractures or broken bones, sports injuries, and also arthritis.
Is there one particular thing that you deal with maybe more than something else there at OrthoCincy?
I would say that with our aging population, it tends to be more replacements, so hips and knees. We see a lot of those. But just as frequent as that are some of the more sports injuries, with the pandemic and everything shutting down. We saw fewer of those injuries for a while, but it's starting to tick up.
Now, I wanted to ask this because I'm just curious. Now, when I watch a sporting event on TV, I cringe when I see leg injuries. I've had rolled ankles in the past. I'm blessed that didn't go any farther than that, but I hate leg injuries. Now, are you kind of immune to seeing those and cringing?
Unfortunately, I'm one of those people. I see it once and I go, I don't want to see that on YouTube anymore. But those types of things, I mean, we're used to seeing them after the fact. So mm-hmm. when I watch it on TV and I have to replay it a couple of times, same thing. It's like, oh, man. But you're always sitting there wondering what it's going to show.
Right. Yeah, that's just thought I'd a little curious about how that goes for doctors.
We're not totally immune.
Yeah, because I see it once and then I look away. I've actually seen that they start to blur stuff out on like the ESPNs and stuff. I'm like, I'm cool with that. I don't need to see it.
Not a bad idea.
So if someone comes to your office with an injury concern, what are some of the benefits of coming to OrthoCincy?
Well, I think it's because we have such a broad range of orthopedic subspecialists, so people who only, or doctors who only take care of certain areas of the body, shoulder specialists, foot and ankle, hand surgery, some doctors who only do hip and knee replacements, some of the more subspecialized areas. So they're more keen on doing some of the very difficult surgeries or some of the problems that may arise. I think that's one of our benefits. What else is very is great is that we're across both Cincinnati and we're also in Kentucky and in Ohio or in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So being able to touch on all the tri-state, not just one or the other, I think really broadens our horizons.
Now in our notes here, I see that you sometimes perform wide awake hand surgery. I said off air that sounds kind of scary.
Yeah,
how's that procedure?
It sounds like a torture that you would do in medieval times, but. It's really been quite revolutionary, and it started in Canada of all places. Honestly, what the benefit is that you have a simple surgery like a carpal tunnel or a trigger finger, something that didn't take a lot of surgical we'll say, it's not very invasive. Mm-hmm. Where all we have to do is apply a lot of local anesthetic. We kind of numb it up. And if the patient is tolerant, we can do it in the office. It is far cheaper. We're able to save people a lot of money, especially with a lot of these high deductible plans out there. You're talking saving thousands of dollars. And if some people get really upset with having anesthesia, if you have a lot of nausea, vomiting, like, you know, things you don't want to talk about, or you're just upset, you can do it in the comfort of the office, and it's just so much more relaxing. We can play music, we can talk, chat, talk about sports, or...
Well, now that you've explained it, it doesn't sound as bad. It's almost like getting a shot. Just turn your head. You'll be fine.
Turn your head. We'll be done in a minute here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Also wanted to touch on your guys' relationship with St. Elizabeth Dearborn. Obviously, you're right there across the street. So how's that partnership been working out early on since they kind of switched over to St.
Oh, it's been great. So St. Elizabeth and Ortho Cincy go way back, as they say. And so we've been partnered in Northern Kentucky for a very long time. And we service the orthopedic service line for St. Elizabeth. And so the transition from where St. Elizabeth merged with the High Point folks, it's been seamless. We've had almost all the same staff. Many of the other doctor subspecialties came in and have been helping out. So it's been great. And we've been seeing increased number of folks coming through. And it might be, you know, because of the St. Elizabeth name, or it might just because people are coming out of COVID. We're not sure. So
sure. And another thing that I've been seeing here as I'm going out to high school basketball games every Friday is I'm seeing the Ortho Cincy name and logo popping up at some area schools. Can you talk a little bit about the partnership with some of those area schools?
Yeah, absolutely. So we cover the sports teams for Switzerland County, Rising Sun, Milan, and South Ripley. Very happy to cover those teams, and they're great athletes, great to work with, and it's kind of a carryover from the High Point days, and we've been covering them. So Dr. Whistle and I both cover those games, the football, and we see a lot of their student athletes, and they've just been excellent to work with.
And not too many injuries from those schools, knock on wood, this season.
So far, not too bad. This has been great. So
that's good. And
we're happy.
We got sectionals coming up, and we're going to be hitting on all those schools here momentarily. And speaking of sports, it is a sports show, so we would want to talk a little bit about maybe your sports interest. We just heard earlier that you went to Xavier, and you're a fan of their basketball program. Is that about as far as your sports interests go, or what do you like?
Oh, yeah. So I would say college basketball is number one, followed by probably baseball. I follow the Reds, and I think that's just being a Cincinnati boy, listening to, you know, Joe and Marty in the middle of the night when I wasn't supposed to on the late game. So I think that's where it all stemmed from.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Growing up here in Lawrenceburg, a big Reds fan. Are they going to be any good this year?
I don't know. I hope so. It's about time we turn it. You know, it's just we just need a pennant. I'd be happy with a divisional.
I think everyone's just searching for a playoff series win.
Yeah.
I remember several years back, they had the Giants down 2-0. They won those first two games on the road. I went to game three of the NLDS at the time. Homer Bailey pitched a heck of a game, and they got beat 1-0. And then they ended up losing the next two games at home, and the Giants go on, and I think they won the World Series that year. So hopefully.
Well, you know.
So how about Bengals? Do you get into that at all? Or
Not too much. I would say.
Save yourself from some more heartbreak.
Yeah, more heartbreak. Yeah. I would say college football, and I like them all, you know. Whether it's some of the local teams or Notre Dame, I just, you know, anyone local. So.
It's actually probably better watching college football and not having one team that you stick to, because, again, it goes back to the heartbreak and the anguish every Saturday. You know, oh, my team lost. We're not going to make the playoff. I'm a big Ohio State fan, so I just watched them get crushed in the championship game. So that's tough.
Very tough. Very tough. And it's fun being in the office when you have an Ohio State person walk in, and then 5 minutes later, an Alabama person runs in. Oh, boy, don't meet in the office, please.
Exactly. Where do these Alabama fans come from? I tell you what, I'm just kidding. Anyways, we're going to get to some more things with Ortho Cincy here in just a second. But we play bowl games with some of the student athletes that come on the program. So we got a couple random questions in there. We'll have you answer, like, I don't know, three or four of them.
Okay. If I could be any animal for a day, what would I be and why?
This one's always a fun one.
Oh, yeah. I would probably be, I'd probably be an eagle so that I could fly, because I think it'd be pretty cool to fly around and be able to see everything and then be able to go as the eagle flies, and I think it's a majestic animal.
It's an awesome animal. Yeah. That's a great answer. I've never answered this along with the other student athletes that are on the show, but I like cats, like the big cats.
Yeah.
And, I was a tiger once upon a time, but I actually love cheetahs, and I'd love to be able to
the
run.
Speed.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so, so
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
So let's get a couple more questions from Dr. Auer. This is Crunch Time, presented by Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. What do you got there?
What store do you shop at the most? Oh, man. Does Amazon count?
Yeah, I guess so nowadays.
When I shop, I just go to my phone and I click buttons. No, I think my credit card mostly shops at Target, and I shop at Amazon if I need anything.
Kind of sound like my girlfriend there a little bit. I actually saw a post on Facebook a little earlier. It says, I don't know who needs to see this, but no, you do not need something from Amazon today.
So. I get that. I live it every day.
All right, two more.
Woohoo! Oh, man, let's see. Oh, a city you hope to travel to in the future. I'll tell you, I would love to go to Rome.
Okay.
I think it's just the history, seeing where the seat of democracy, seeing where all the beautiful statues, architecture, just multi-generations for millennia have been founded there. And I find it fascinating.
Well, that's funny you say that. I was sitting down to dinner over the weekend with some friends, and we were actually talking about Rome. So I'm with you. That'd be a cool place to go. One more.
I think Italy has good wine, too, is what I've been told.
I love all the Italian food. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, that'd be an awesome place to go.
Let's see. If you could only watch one team the rest of your life, which team would you choose?
Ooh.
I think that's probably the easiest one, actually. I would pick Xavier.
There you go.
I think they're exciting. I think they've had a good run-up. And I went to Xavier during the years of David West and Romain Sato and Justin Dolman. So I went to the Elite Eight when they played in Atlanta, and they lost to Duke. it was just it's so exciting. And I think it's created a love and a forever in my heart. So I think that's where I would go to.
That was a great way to circle back around to the Xavier thing. And I have a good friend that used to take me to some Xavier games. Actually, got to meet David West once upon a time. He got his autograph.
Nice.
He was a nice dude. And then once he's played for the Pacers going up against my favorite LeBron James, I started to maybe not like him so
much.
But David, if you're listening out there in the world, we got love for you.
Yeah, you got love for me. That's good.
All right. So before we let you go, how can people get in contact with you if they need your expertise there at Ortho Cincy?
Well, we do have, we're just starting this in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have walk-ins at the office. So if you have a rolled ankle or you were seen in the emergency department or at urgent care, or if you just don't want to go to the urgent care and it seems like somewhat of a minor injury that you're a little concerned at, we are accepting walk-ins. If you want to call ahead, though, it gives us a little bit of heads up, and it's 859-301-2663, which spells out bone.
Very nice.
Yeah, I know. There's three of us there, Dr. Whistle, Dr. Trimba, who does spine surgery, and then myself. And so we cover the emergency department, and we've been very happy here in southeastern Indiana.
So. Well, we're happy to have you, and I appreciate you coming on the show. It was nice getting to know you and learn a little bit more about you and your likes in the sports world. That was fun.
I appreciate it. I'll finish off this bowl later on.
All right, sounds good. Dr. Ron Auer with Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. You can learn more about their services at orthocincy.com. And remember, people, Cincy is spelled with a Y.
Yeah.
That is the proper way to spell it if you are a Cincinnati native. So thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks, Double T.
And from there, we are going to transition into some of our high school sports talk. That's what this show is all about, putting that spotlight and highlight on our student athletes and teams. And the sectionals coming up this week, certainly going to talk about that. Before we get there, I want to highlight a few area swimmers that took place or participated at the IHSAA state finals over the weekend. East Central had several young men competing at that event. They actually finished 26th overall. Nick Weber was the highest place getter there for East Central, 7th in the 50-yard freestyle and 10th in the 100 free. Frank Strotman, Skylar Cavins, Matthew Battinghouse, and Aiden Ketchum also competing at the state finals. They didn't advance past the preliminary round, but still certainly a great accomplishment for those young men to make it to the state level. And the boys and girls swimming and diving program at East Central has been absolutely fantastic for many, many years, sending kids on a regular basis to the state finals. So I'm sure they'll keep up the good work. And one of these days, one of those young men or women is going to come home a state champion. It's got to be in the works. But anyways, congratulations to those guys for getting up to the state level. Before we get into that sectional preview that I keep talking about, we have to give a shout out to Tyler Teasing, the head coach of the South Ripley Raiders. We heard him and his team on Crunch Time last week. You can actually go back and listen to that episode over at EagleCountryOnline.com. But for the second year in a row, Tyler Teasing has been named the Hoosier Basketball Coaches Association District 3 Coach of the Year. And no real shocker here. South Ripley's 20-1 on the season. They've won 15 straight games. Just claimed the ORVC title on Friday night with a win over Jacksonville, 63-48. And they are ranked fifth in Class 2A heading into the state tournament. They're going to play North Decatur tomorrow night. So congratulations to Coach Teasing. Every interaction I've had with him, great guy, great coach. He's got a great team, and we're certainly rooting for him to do some special things coming up this week. But you can read more about that story over at Eagle Country Online.com. So, about 15 minutes left in the program, and it is time to get into our boys basketball sectional preview. And as mentioned, we are going to be out at Greensburg tomorrow night, Class 3A, Sectional 39, first round action, Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn. It doesn't get bigger than this, folks. These two teams have already played twice this season, and they were two doozies of a game. And you're going to hear it on Eagle Country. Tigers 13-10 coming into this game tomorrow night. They've won five of their last six, dating back to February 6th. South Dearborn 12-11 on the season. They have now won four straight since they lost to Lawrenceburg just a few weeks ago. Their best win coming on Friday against Southwestern, shot the lights out in that game, 50% from the field. Absolutely getting it done. 8 or 9 three-point made baskets there for South Dearborn, which is one of their MOs on offense. When they're hot from behind the line, it's hard to beat South Dearborn, and they can get after you defensively as well. So looking back at those first two matchups that these two teams had, if you go back to the beginning of January, Rivertown Classic, it's a first-round matchup. Typically at the Rivertown, the winner of that game a lot of times is going to be the champion. At least both teams think that's going to be the case. And South Dearborn got the win, 51-44. Three players in double figures in that game. Reese Willoughby was the star of the game, played really well. Not only did he have 15 points, but he did a good job on the backboards, defending, getting his other teammates involved, hit some big shots down the stretch. Quentin Stevens had 11 points, and 9 points that he scored at the beginning of the third quarter were the biggest of the game. Hit three threes in a row in that game to really propel South Dearborn into a lead that they were able to sustain the rest of the game. And then Eli Hoffman, who's a big-time scorer. Tigers did a pretty good job on him the first time around, holding him to 10 points. But still, a big win for South Dearborn there at the Rivertown Classic. For the Tigers, they were hampered by 14 turnovers in that game. Also were very poor from the free throw line, 12 of 23, and they only shot 36% from the floor. Credit South Dearborn's defense for holding them to the 36%, but you think the Tigers shoot a little bit better from the free throw line. Maybe it's a little bit closer game. Maybe it goes to overtime, a little foreshadowing, because that's what happened in game two, as the Tigers did get the win 58-55 in overtime. I've been lucky enough to call both of these games. Going to be lucky enough to call the third matchup tomorrow night. Tigers trailed by 7 in this game the last time around against South Dearborn. And then they got it down to 4 at the end of the third quarter. But every time that they got it about 3 or 4 points away from being a tie game, South Dearborn would answer back, and they would extend that lead back up to 5, 6, or 7. You just never thought that Lawrenceburg was going to be within a possession of tying or taking the lead in the game. And you get down to the final 4.9 seconds. South Dearborn really just needs to get the ball inbounds, get fouled, hit a free throw in the game. And Jackson Bobo, with his 6'8 frame and those long arms, was able to tip that inbounds pass. Logan Rohrer knocks it out to Ashton Craig, who has the wherewithal to hand that ball off to Garrett Yoon, who nails a deep three to send it into overtime. One of the crazier plays I've seen at the high school level in my years of broadcasting and even playing back in the day. And once they went into overtime, Tigers had a little bit of an edge because Reese Willoughby had fouled out of the game late in the fourth quarter. Tigers won the tip, scored a quick 4 points, and got that lead, and never looked back, winning the game, and which was a really, really crazy one. Dia Patel, got to give him a shout-out because he really kept Lawrenceburg in this game, as did Jackson Bobo. They played amazing in the third quarter to keep it close. Logan Rohrer was big off the bench, scoring, I believe, 8 or 9 points in that game, probably his best best game as a varsity player. And then, of course, Garrett Yoon hitting those big threes, 5 in total in that game. Eli Hoffman, he was there for South Dearborn all night in that second meeting with 20 points. Isaiah Jefferson, scoring punch off the bench with 11, and then Reese Willoughby and Quentin Stevens providing 18 points combined. But the Tigers won that game, too, despite 10 of 23 shooting from the free throw line. But they went 12 of 19 from the field in the second half. That's 63%. And when you're that efficient on offense, good things are going to happen. And really, South Dearborn shot well throughout that whole entire game. Had 14 turnovers and foul trouble became a problem in the second half and overtime. But if you're a South Dearborn fan, you're thinking we should be 2-0 against Lawrenceburg this year. No reason we should have lost that second meeting. If you're Lawrenceburg, you think if you hit your free throws the first game, then you're probably 2-0 against South Dearborn. But anyway you slice it, this game tomorrow night, the third meeting between these two teams is going to be one for the ages. Obviously, in any basketball game, turnovers, rebounding, free throw shooting is going to be key. But some more specific keys in this first-round matchup between these two teams. Lawrenceburg definitely needs to know where the shooters are going to be at all times for South Dearborn. Stevens, Hoffman, Reese Willoughby, they can all hurt you from downtown. And they make close to 10 threes a game. They're going to shoot a lot of them, and when they're making them, like I mentioned, very, very tough to beat. As for South Dearborn, they're going to need to limit that paint production from the big guys like Ashton Craig, Jackson Bobo, and even Dia Patel. He was really good on the dribble drive against them in game two. So there's going to be some adjustments from that second game to third game. And if you follow the John Harrell website, the prediction for the game tomorrow night, South Dearborn 55, Lawrenceburg 53. So don't you dare miss this one tomorrow. We will have it for you. We'll have a brief pregame coverage starting right around 6:55 with the tip-off at 7 from Greensburg High School. Winner of this game will play Connersville, who is probably the prohibitive favorite in this sectional. Went 7-0 in the EIAC, winning the conference this year. One of the best defensive teams in the state, allowing less than 40 points per game. So that's going to be a tough matchup for either one of these teams in the semifinals. On the other side of the bracket, you have Franklin County and Batesville in a first-round game on Wednesday, and then Greensburg will take on Rushville. You'd think Greensburg is probably the favorite to come out of the bottom half of the bracket, but certainly a fun sectional there at Greensburg featuring all of the EIAC teams except for East Central. Speaking of East Central, we got the opportunity to call their game against Greensburg on Friday night, and this was maybe the best game the Trojans have played all year. 75-60 win over a very good Greensburg team to improve to 14-9 on the season. Coach Disbrough's team really has not gotten a chance to get a lot of continuity this season. They had A.J. Messmore, a star player, tear his ACL during the football season, missed out on his 15 or 16 points per game. And then, of course, a COVID-19 year, you got star players out at different times. They've had other injuries, so they've barely ever had their full complement of players together. And hopefully they will start to find that chemistry as it is winning time here in the sectional starting tomorrow. And a tough draw for East Central, going to play Bloomington South tomorrow evening. But if they get contributions from Luke Collinsworth and Logan Rohrbacher like they did on Friday night, both those young men scored 26 points each. They are capable of doing that on a nightly basis. And if you got in a room with Coach Disbrough, he would tell you that he expects those two young men to play really, really well every night. But Ryan Selhorst has stepped up his game. John Hotel, Jaden Dennis, Aiden Connect, those are kind of the guys that are contributing the most. And they were pivotal in that win on Friday night against a very good Greensburg team, but they'll play Bloomington South as a rematch of the sectional championship last year. South, this is crazy to say, they might not be as good this year as they were last year, but they're 20-4 and they've won 13 games in a row. But you might remember last year they didn't lose any games and they were heading to the regional when the season got shut down due to COVID-19. So still a great team this year as Bloomington South. They actually defeated EC in the sectional championship game last year, 74-48. This season, the Panthers have been locking teams down. They rank 8th in the state at 40.5 points allowed per game. Not really an offensive juggernaut, just score a little over 50 points per game. But I think if things go right for the Trojans, they got a shot in this game. And we did catch up with Coach Disbrough on Friday night. Let's hear from Coach.
Bloomington South is a team that's won 12 or 13 in a row. We got to play them on their floor at 6 o'clock. They got a transfer from Edgewood that's really, really good. They got a Bomba kid that was on the team last year that didn't lose, that's really, really good. They got a nice little point guard. They got another shooter. They got a big kid that goes with him. The Blackwell kid's good. They want to hold you to 40, and they also run their stuff so well, and they can run it so that they're taking a lot of time off the clock, which brings the scores down even more so, and they're playing good defense. So that could be to our advantage, we think, because we're not a team who typically here in the second half of the season has scored a lot of points. So, you know, if they miss some shots, if we're defending well, if we get somebody in foul trouble, we'll see what happens.
All right, you heard it there from Coach Disbro. Everybody's good on the Bloomington South team, but Coach Diz has a really good team as well. Again, I go back to the Herald site. I like to see the predictions, and they're usually pretty spot on. 57-43 Bloomington South, the predicted winner. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. game. They're on their home floor. East Central's got to take a fairly lengthy bus ride, but as you heard Coach Diz say, they actually prefer to play a little lower scoring game, and if it's close, Bloomington South being the prohibitive favorite in the game, that's when you might see them tense up a little bit. But like I said, if Collinsworth and Rohrbacher score the ball like they did on Friday against Greensburg, East Central is definitely going to have a chance to win this game. And whoever does win that game, Martinsville drew the bye. They've won one game this year, so you would think whoever wins between these two teams is likely going to have a good shot to make it to the sectional championship. But Bloomington North might be the favorite in that tournament. On the other side, they got a tough first round matchup against Columbus North. Also wanted to hit on the 2A sectional at Milan. Now the Indians going to host this tournament, obviously, but they won't play until Friday, taking on Triton Central. They played earlier in the season. It was a Milan win, 66-49 on the road at Triton Central. And these two teams are pretty even in terms of record, of course. 11-9 are the Indians. Triton Central 11-8. They got two players that are really good, solid, scoring double figures. David Steele, about 13 points per game. Aiden Lindsley, another 10 or 11 points per game. They go about 9 deep. You might see that rotation shrink a little bit here in the sectional to maybe, you know, 6 or 7 players. Good rebounding team, getting about 25 per game. They don't shoot a lot of threes. So Milan, it might be a old line out of the movie Hoosiers, which is pretty apropos, is make them chuck it from the cheap seats, and you might have a good shot in that game. And of course, Milan only have to win one game to get into the sectional championship. On the bottom half of the bracket, South Ripley versus North Decatur. This should be a win for South Ripley. No disrespect to North Decatur. They're on a down year. I think they've won 4 or 5 games. South Ripley, just mentioned, 20-1 on the season. They've won 15 in a row. They're one of the higher scoring offenses in the state, and they can get after you defensively as well. And the winner will go on to play a really good South Decatur team who, much like Bloomington South, might not be as good this year as they were last year. They're 14-7, but they can get up and down, average about 75 points per game. Lane Lauterbaugh is one of the best players in the region, 26 points per game. They got a junior by the name of Hunter Johnson, who's averaging about 23, and then Jacob Scrubs, who's just a freshman, is averaging about 10 points per game. So this is a team that can really score the ball. South Ripley has played them earlier in the season. It was an 85-78 win for the Raiders. Cody Samples, 31 points. Nick Schwarty with 30 in that game. Lauterbaugh, Johnson, and Scruggs did their thing. The three balls were flying in this game. South Ripley hit 14, South Decatur hit 9. My type of basketball, like to see the ball go through the hoop. So that is a juicy matchup in the semifinals, potentially. And then, of course, from a local standpoint, if you see Milan and South Ripley in the championship game at Milan on a Saturday night, get your popcorn ready. That could be a really good one as well. And we don't want to forget about the teams in the well, some of our other area teams. Switzerland County, tough draw for them at the Southwestern Hanover sectional. They're going to play the host Southwestern tomorrow evening. That's a really tough matchup for Switzerland County, who's had their struggles this year. Kind of a young roster, not a whole lot of varsity experience before the season started. Of course, those kids have gotten their feet wet a little bit more this season, and Coach Reitzman's going to get them in the right place. He's a fantastic coach. Just going to take a little bit of time to build up that program. In 1A, you got Oldenburg, Rising Sun, Jacksonville among the area teams in that particular sectional that features Morristown, one of the highly ranked teams in 1A. If you look at the Sagarin ratings, they're probably the favorite. Jacksonville would might get them in the second round if Morristown gets through Oldenburg Academy. And then definitely want to wish luck to our friends at Rising Sun as well. I believe they have Waldron in the first round. And they're coming off a big win over Medora where they scored 79 points. So on any given night, that Rising Sun team can really score the ball. Landon Cole, a phenomenal talent. Really like Chase Keene, his ball handling. He can make some shots. Peyton Merica, Damon Kerrigan, among others. You know, that's going to be a really good team. They're young, but those kids have been playing varsity basketball as freshman, sophomore, and so forth and so on. So even if they don't make a lot of noise this year, Rising Sun might be a team to be reckoned with over the next couple of years. But we are certainly excited for the sectional to start up tomorrow night. And I don't think I can mention it enough. Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn, third time they're going to play tomorrow night. This time, a lot more at stake. One team's going on to play Connersville. The other team is going home, and they're going to know that it was their rival that sent them packing. So can't wait to broadcast that game tomorrow night with Happy Jack. We'll hit the air right before 7 o'clock tip-off, and it's going to be a lot of fun from Greensburg. One more time, want to say thank you so much to Dr. Ron Auer from Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for dropping by the show tonight. Make sure you're getting over to their website, orthocincy.com, to learn more about their great services. And don't forget that they are located on Wilson Creek Road here in Lawrenceburg, and they're going to be starting those walk-ins here fairly soon. So that is certainly something that's really great to see and hear, since we haven't had a whole lot of that kind of stuff going on here in recent memory. So thank you so much for listening to the show. Crunch Time will continue every Monday, 6 to 6:30, until further notice. Thanks to our friends from Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority here in Lawrenceburg and across the tri-state. I'm Double T Travis there. Thank you for listening, and good night.